Ouais.
Alrighty. Well, good morning, everybody. And welcome to hopefully will be a good week for all of you. I will call the meeting of the CROG Cost Review Subcommittee meeting for Monday, March 25, 2024 to order. And we'll do the roll call electronically. So we'll move on to public forum. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to address the subcommittee at this point? Going once, going twice, going third time, hearing and seeing none. We'll move on to adoption of the minutes of our meeting held way back on September 18, 2023. Entertain a motion.
So moved, Dave Smith.
Rob Trotter, second.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Any additions? Corrections, deletions in the minutes. Seeing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions. Again, abstentions if you would give both your name and your community.
Steve Selplak, Rocky Hill, abstain.
Thank you, Steve.
Chris Avidio, Newington, abstain.
Thank you, Chris. Any other abstentions? Minutes are approved as distributed. And we'll go on to Mike and Transportation Alternatives Programs for the Hartford TMA funding allocations.
All right, thank you, John. So Chris, you can go to the next slide, please. So with this upcoming TIP solicitation, we are assuming a continuation of current funding levels. However, exactly how many projects can be initiated will be determined by future legislation. We're also anticipating eligible activities and requirements will be carried over into future legislation as well. Chris, next slide, please. All right, so jumping into eligible TIP projects, we'll kind of touch on this more a little bit later, but generally speaking, the eligible projects include some form of improvements to both bike and ped infrastructure. Some examples being, multi-use trail or on or off-road bike ped facility improvements. Next slide, Chris. Okay. So the Hartford TMA is comprised mostly of CROG municipalities. However, as you can kind of see in the table, there are also portions of NVCOG, RiverCOG, and Northwest Hills in the Hartford TMA. The second bullet point, you're going to see that the total funding allocation for the Hartford TMA is just shy of $12.7 million, with a total close to $15.9 million, which is inclusive of that 20% local match. Next slide, Chris. So this one kind of shows our proposed funding distribution. So the staff recommends kind of following the same procedures that we had in the 2019 solicitation, with CROG projects receiving 75% of the funds and non-CROG projects, from like the RiverCOG and NVCOG, receiving 25%. If we are using that same, 2019 model, the CROG projects are going to receive the first 50% of the allocated funds, with the next 25% going to non-CROG projects, then the remaining, 25% going back to CROG projects. We are anticipating between 3 and 6 projects. However, that really is dependent on project costs and funding allocations. The 2019 solicitation did require a lot of coordination and meetings with the other COGs to come to an agreement on funding allocations and prioritization procedures. We do believe that the end result was positive for both CROG and non-CROG projects. But if the committee does feel strongly that about taking a different approach for the solicitation, we can do that. But we would need to request a deadline from DOT in order to coordinate with the other COGs, and release solicitation would be delayed, I think, until this fall. So jumping in, does anybody have questions, comments?
Mike, how do you determine whether we go with the 50, 25, 25 for this particular round? Is that,
Oh, sorry, Dave.
well, I was just going to say, if that other model works, were there things that wanted to be tweaked or?
So, Carrie, I believe we did that for the last one too, the 50,
Yeah.
25,
Yeah.
25.
So there's almost twice as much money this time. So last time we were able to just do four projects total. And CROG had spots one and two, and then NVCOG last time had three, and then we had spot four. The reason we're not just giving a number of projects and we're doing that percentage is because the project sizes could be a little bit more variable this time since there is more money. So it might be three projects, it might be two. So we just, instead of just saying one, two, three, four, we did it as percentages. But it matches what Mike explained, matches what we did in 2019, and we think it worked well.
So
And we had conversations with the other cogs, and they are comfortable with that
that
estimate.
was my question, is that save
Yes.
us a lot of dancing just to get to the same place?
It would, yeah. So if the committee is comfortable with doing what we did in 2019, staff is comfortable with that, as is the staff of the other cogs. But we wanted to get the town's blessings before we moved forward with anything.
You have to divide the pie up somehow because of the different boundaries, but if that worked and we didn't see any places where there was friction, I would suggest that we can follow that model, even though it's not project number but percentages.
Is that a motion to approve, Dave?
Yes, look, yeah, let's do that. I'll make it a motion to approve the proposal that we just saw.
Second, Russ Arnold.
That a second?
Second.
Russ.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Any further discussion? Being or hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's approved. Thank you, Mike. Now moving on to the solicitation guidance.
You got me again. All right. Thank you, Chris. You can jump to the next one. So here's a list of eligible projects. You'll get this when we send out the solicitation as well. We'll include the FHWA guidelines for what is and is not eligible. One thing to kind of keep in mind from the past solicitation is that we've seen both multi-use trail and sidewalk projects rank especially well. So just something to kind of keep in mind. Next slide, Chris. So here's the eligible applicants. I'm not going to read through each one, but you can kind of see those real quick, and we'll send these out as well. So this will be included in the guidance, and you'll receive this in the RFP when that is released. Next, please, Chris. So next, jumping into project funding, TAP has a maximum federal share of 80% and 20% local match. So one thing to kind of remember too, there is a federally designated minimum project size of $500,000, of which 400,000 is the federal share. CROG staff is, however, proposing a suggested maximum project size of just $4 million. Of which 3.2 million is the federal share. Chris, next, please. So as you can see up here is the anticipated schedule. Assuming we kind of get approval from you guys on this, we'd like to get the solicitation out to you guys on the 28th of this month, so on Thursday. And then before kind of concluding with project ranking approval from both TC and Policy Board in late June. So you can kind of see those next steps as well, and we will send those out to you as well. Next, please, Chris.
Could you stop one moment on the calendar?
Yeah.
On the policy board, We're not acting as the policy board on that June meeting, are we?
No,
I think
this.
Those are separate.
No, yeah, this year, John, Matt's having policy board convene in June.
Okay.
So TC will only be acting as policy board in July this year.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right, so here's the process itself. So first, we're going to starting with the review. CROG's going to review all the solicitations, and we'll rate the submitted proposals. In which staff will determine which projects will get shortlisted. The bullet points kind of show the factors that staff will focus on during the review process, of which they are based on FHWA program guidance. On to number two, Chris, please. So after the internal review, representatives from each of the shortlisted projects are going to be invited to a transportation committee special meeting to kind of give a quick presentation, 10-15 minutes on your proposal, at which time each presentation is going to be ranked from first to last by the different committee members. Next, please, Chris. So once those are ranked by the special transportation committee, CROG staff is going to collect the ranking forms and determine the average ranking of each project. It is anticipated that at least three of the projects will be selected. So simultaneously, while CROG is identifying its projects, the other TMA COGs will be doing the same thing. And then those are going to be submitted alongside our CROG projects when we get those out to DOT. Next slide, Chris. All right, and so once identified, like I said, the final recommended list is going to be signed by all the directors of the COGs within the Hartford TMA. At that point, those are going to be submitted to DOT, for funding under the Transportation Alternative Program. Just jumping over to questions, discussions. If anybody has anything, now's a good time to let us know.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions?
Mike, this is Derek Greger in Weathersfield. I have a question regarding the town match.
Yep.
Is it only monetary or do they accept in-kind services?
I believe that's only monetary.
Yeah, it's because it's federal funding, it is a 20% non-federal funding match, which we recognize as a significant requirement for the towns.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Derek, this is Rob Trottier. They will reimburse for staff time doing design work, though. Kind of along the same line, right? That makes sense.
Okay. That's helpful. Thanks, Rob.
Any other questions or comments?
Just a puzzle about the non-COGS or non-CROG communities. Who adjudicates which of their priorities becomes the priority? Do they kind of jump in a ring and see duke it out, or how?
Yeah, I think they kind of hashed it out. I think Kara, last time NVCOG got the project back in 2019.
Right.
And I can't speak for them, but we kind of think that the anticipated project is going to be from RiverCOG.
Yeah, they generally alternate. So in 2016, it was a RiverCOG project. In 2019, it was an NVCOG. Northwest Hills kind of just sits it out because they're such a tiny, tiny part. So we are anticipating that this year it would be from RiverCOG, but that will be... So this solicitation kind of guidance that Mike just went through in the second half is sort of our process, and then RiverCOG will have their own process.
Okay, so they're independent.
Then we'll just slot them into that third 25%
mm-hmm.
bracket.
Okay.
And again, this is the same process as we did in 2019. It's one of the more hands-on selection processes for committee members.
Okay, it just dawned on me that there were more players than just us versus them. There's multiple thems.
Yes, lots of thems. And the thing is with the eligible applicants is we have not in the past seen a non-municipal applicant, but we could. So like GHTD would be an eligible applicant, for example, with our region. CROG is expressly not an eligible applicant under this program. But it could be, even just within our pot of projects, we could see non-municipal applicants if they're eligible under the federal program definitions.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Here, I got a comment, which I made you guys before. I mean, just because of the 20% match is obviously a challenge for the smaller communities and the rural communities in terms of coming up with that type of money to do a $500,000 project or anything greater than that. And secondly, since the full committee is going to be acting as the review and ranking committee, are you going to at least request that that municipalities do not vote on their own application?
So
to keep it kosher?
Yeah, we have not done that in the past. As I recall last time, because it is a special meeting, and I think it will technically be a special subcommittee meeting, so we don't require a quorum for it. Not a ton of towns that weren't applicants came last time. So we did allow each committee member who attended to rank all of the projects. And yes, towns did rank their own on top, but that is something that we could consider. But it hasn't seemed to be problematic before. Rob, were you going to say something?
Well, it's funny because you would think all towns would rank themselves on top, and I think they did last time, but there was one in the past that didn't rank their own project on top, so that was interesting.
Yeah, I'm a little uneasy with that.
Okay.
I'll obviously defer to the staff and to the will of the committee. Any other comments? Suggestions? Hearing none, I entertain a motion to approve the solicitation guidance for the TAP.
So moved. Patrice Carson, second.
Steve Soblack, first.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passed. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, everybody.
Rob, STP Urban TIP Amendment Discussion.
Yeah, we have two TIP amendments and five different parts for you this month. But just wanted to bring one to the subcommittee's attention because it kind of, we have historically had a stipulation with CONDOT that we don't want to approve STP urban funding for the use on non-freeway type projects. This, due to special circumstances this year with IGF funding and leftover funds to be redistributed nationwide and ceiling caps and a bunch of things that are get into the weeds of the details of the federal funding, the whole way transportation federal funds are made, CONDOT is requesting that we have an exception to this for one project this year. And that project is a paving project on I-91 in East Windsor and in Enfield. And the reason why they would like this exception is because this year, unlike all others, they received guidance from the Fed saying that I think around $9 billion nationwide is going to get redistributed, is their term, to the states this year for various reasons regarding the huge influx of funds from IGA. And that means they anticipate $116 million to be available for a very short programming window in September, 3 weeks. You have to obligate your project in that 3 weeks at the end of the year, or you lose it. And that's $116 million that Conduit has all of a sudden dropped in their lap and has to program in that 3 weeks. In order to do that, they have to plan to get things on the tip now. They have various funding sources that they plan to utilize to expend this 116, but they have to spread it around over various funding sources. And one avenue that they have available is to program 6 million of it with STP. But the only project we've met with Conduit, and the only project that seems safe, that'll safely be obligated within those 3 weeks, is this project on I-91. Now, this is in addition to the $27 million or so that we anticipated programming with STP Urban this year, which is a little bit beyond what our typical annual apportionment of $24 million is. So this would be in addition to that $27 million. So no projects would drop out of the system due to this. So this is a request that we have an exception to our rule for this project. They anticipate this being the only exception this year, that the only thing that could change is when the final numbers come out sometime in August as to what they actually have to program. This number might go up or down the 6 million to try to, try to get their full expenditures out this year. I do have Conduit on the line and they can explain it in more detail. But I just want to say that we've had really good luck with Conduit going to them, especially this past year, with requests. And one of our requests involved the towns of Windsor and Manchester shifting around some funding between STP Urban and LOTSIP. And the end result of that request was over $2 million saved in the LOTSIP program. So periodically, we go over to DOT with requests. Another request was that they participate in the match in our recent raise application for the Berlin Turnpike, which is their roadway. But we did put in the request to them, and our towns contributed somewhat to the match, and they actually contributed more than what we asked them to for the match. So we do have a good working relationship with them, and we anticipate going back to the well to ask them for more stuff. And as staff, I'd really like the committee to consider approving this so that Conduit can fully expend the funds this year that are going to fall into their lap. And I might have represented something wrong, because all this is very technical and funding wise. So we do have Conduit on the line to maybe explain it better if we need to, but I'm happy to answer any questions if that's not the case also.
Thank you, Rob. Do you wish Conduit to make some comments, or do you want us to just go straight to the committee?
I want to open the floor to them in case they want to, and or they could reply to anything any concerns the committee has either way. So Darren or Kelly, would you like to add anything?
Sure. Thanks, Rob. I'll just jump in really briefly. And first of all, thank you for the invitation to this meeting. Rob, you did an excellent job explaining how complicated it is. And as you can imagine, last year and this year, we have some pretty steep challenges in front of us financially. A lot of that is driven based on project delivery. We have a lot of cost escalation we're dealing with. And there's so many variables in the program that we are constantly having these types of discussions to work out really good solutions for all the parties involved. As Rob said, we do have advance notice from the feds that there's going to be a large amount of money that we are expected to use. It's a really good challenge that's thrown before us. But in order to meet that challenge, we are taking a multifaceted approach to year end. And what we do is we're always planning for contingencies as we get closer to year end, because there are risks involved with many things that we handle. But that means getting projects lined up. It means using multiple funding sources. It means getting things in the tip. And it means that, we are trying to come up with a lot of different contingency plans. And it's just normal business for us. But this year, The dollar amount is quite high, so we had to start a little extra early in having some of these discussions so that the we can have things in place for that. So again, we have a great partnership. We're trying to always make sure that no project gets left behind when it's ready to be delivered. And we are making sure that, we're trying to, put money on projects as they're ready to go. So that's really all I have to say. Thank you. And if you have questions, Kelly and I are here to do our best to answer.
Thank you. Members of the committee, questions, comments?
Peter, move to approve.
Rob Trottier, second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve this procedure. Is there any further discussion?
Any idea what the other money is going to be used for?
Say again?
Any idea what the other $110 million is going to be used for? Obviously, it's not in within CROG's limits. Just curious.
You can speak to that if you'd like. We have normally our ask is not so large at year end. So the ask usually is to the fewest number of projects possible. And that might be, three or four projects. And that would be a normal request of somewhere around maybe 30 or 40 million. When we get up to 116 million, it's a lot of projects. It's pretty much our commissioner has given us direct guidance to pull out all the stops and get everything on the table that we can. So we are in the midst of figuring that out. And because of the large volume, it's really hard to kind of keep our arms around everything that, lines up with those exact dollars. We're just going based on apportionments that are available that we would be able to obligate on projects. So what we've done is we've taken that 116 million and sort of added it into our regular program, inflated our regular program, and now we're just pushing for everything. So as you can imagine, it's a little different than what we normally do.
Darren,
that helps explain it.
Darren, do you know specifically if there's others in CROG that are being delivered with this money? Because I guess, Russ, the only reason why I came specifically with this one is because it's in the STP Urban Program, right, which CROG, has this stipulation on. But there might be other programs, yep, like National Highway or something like that, that I wouldn't bring this to the committee on. Darren, could you elaborate on, yep, that?
Yeah, we're using our NHP money, our STP flexible money. We're throwing everything at the wall, so to speak.
So there's probably more in CROG than just the 6 million is what you're saying.
Correct. We're also combining funding on a lot of different projects. It's, as you can imagine, it's quite a mess for us to sort out.
Thank you very much.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing and hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Best of luck, Darren.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your assistance with this.
We appreciate you joining the committee. Any other business staff to come before the committee?
No, I think the only thing is we're running quite a bit quicker than we anticipated. So we have about a half an hour before the Transportation Committee meeting, but I believe we're going to be on the same, Kara, we're going to be on the same feed, right?
Correct. Yeah, and we'll leave it open. So if people want to leave it open, they can, or if you want to disconnect and come back on, that is also fine.
We're all here and ready to go.
Do we have a quorum?
I do not think we have a quorum.
You don't have a quorum? And we're not at the posted start time.
We don't take.
Do you want a motion to adjourn?
In paper.
Motion to adjourn. Is it order? Is there a second?
No, all permits and forms coming through what's called OpenGov. There should be a link online. How
large is the file? All in favor of adjourning.
Adjourn.
See you in 29.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.